that.
Exhaling is what I would say.
Or how about breathe? What do we do with the air? We
breathe.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. I just wanted that. You breathe in and you breathe out.
Oh.
We talked some. I'm wondering about different kinds of cultivated grasses that might be grown in this area.
You mean out on the prairie or here in the?
Well, things that were cultivated that were grown deliberately, that are planted. Maybe what?
Well, there's Bermuda grass here, and there's a lot of grasses. I couldn't name them all.
Okay. Where Bermuda grows here?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Real well.
Okay.
There is a velvet Bermuda, and then there's red Bermuda, and then out on the prairies, it's a sod type of grass.
Okay.
Buffalo grass. Okay. All kinds of grasses.
Okay. When you have something that you've planted and it's growing, what do you call that? Something you planted deliberately and raising?
Well, there's perennials and there's annuals.
Okay.
You plant a seed and you have one plant just that one year. But then a perennial is a year that will grow on and on.
Okay.
And then we have a biannual too. It will grow one year and won't bloom or develop, but then it will the second year.
I see.
So that's a biannual.
If you've planted corn or something like that, what would you call that? Would you call it a crop?
Mm-hmm. If it's large enough, if it's just two or three rows in your garden, no. You just say, I planted some sweet corn.
Okay.
But if you plant it to sell, it's a crop.
Okay. And if you had something that you hadn't deliberately planted, maybe one year, we're talking about my great-grandmother's flowers that came up every year.
They're a perennial.
Okay. But what do you call that when they come up when they haven't been planted? They come up, they're just... Do you ever use the word volunteer?
Yeah, there's a volunteer plant or volunteer seed that comes up like my daisies and things.
Okay.
They come up every year from seed. In fact, here my daisies are really cherished. But I had a cousin from Missouri and he said, my God, Catherine, what are you growing those weeds for? He says, we have a heck of a time getting rid of them there in North Missouri. See, so every area has a different type of... And then Raymond has a niece in Oklahoma, and I gave her some of these daisies, and then the next year they's back, he said, Catherine, I don't want you to give her any more of those damn weeds. So you see, it now here they're not a weed, and everybody wants some of my daisies.
Just depends on where you are.
Yeah, and back there they grow like a weed.
Yeah. Daisies and geraniums and roses and things like that would all be called what together? They are generically. They are.
I don't know.
Call them flowers.
I'd call them flowers. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, out in my flower room, I had orchids bloom this winter.
Yeah. Did they? Are they wildflowers that grow in this area?
Oh, we have beautiful wildflowers.
What
but
kind?
I could every
don't
time.
Know the...
I couldn't tell you the real name of them.
Yeah.
They're just too many.
Okay.
We have, you know, the cactuses and. We have all kinds of
Are there
flowers.
Different types of cactuses?
Oh, yeah. The true cactus is blooming over at the museum now. And then the little cactus you saw in my pictures, they're right flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all kinds of those.
What kind of trees grow in this area? Just let me know.
Well, these trees in this area has all been planted. I mean, the cottonwood was the original tree. Your cottonwood grew here all along the river, and that's why the Indians were here. And that's why so many people stopped here, was because of the shade of the cottonwood along the Arkansas River. And that's why the museum is called Big Timbers.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our trees here on the farms have been planted by people. And there's hedge apples, trees. These trees out here on the ditch bank, I've lived here 58 years, and they was just that big, and there are male mulberry.
Okay.